the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford. Time forgotten, our
dreams just fell by. Now you're talking. All this time, country music, and not one reference of Waylon. I'm like, come on.
Well, there's a good reason, because this man right here hired Waylon to his radio station.
Now we're talking big time. But you never
complain. That's good music. That's good music.
I can't tell you for how long it's been that if I could only have one artist to listen to, just give me my Waylon Jennings box set and I'll be fine.
Waylon started out in, of course, he was in radio for a time in Texas. Then he ended up at a little station in Coolidge, KCKY, in the early 60s. And then he came up to Phoenix to start performing. And Ray hired him part-time at K-Hat Radio. And Ray, of course, brought Dwayne Eddy into Madison Square Garden. All these big early stars that started their career in Jimmy Dell, of course, too. Jimmy's in the book. All these great stars that started in Arizona, grassroots people that Ray was responsible for.
Jimmy has become a very good preacher.
Yeah.
Well, we have just really enjoyed having you all this morning. Jim West, author of The Phoenix Sound, and I guess you did some great editing and research on this.
I did some research and interviews, but also Bev Cole. Bev is, of course, the person that wrote most of the book, as told to B. Ryan Cole, Bev Cole. Mr. Odom, of course, had a chance to visit with her, and she did a great job of writing most of the book.
So. Marvelous. Marvelous.
Now, Ray, yes. I want you to do one favor for me. I don't think a lot of people younger than myself know that radio hasn't always been 24 hours.
Well, you're only 20 now yourself.
Well, thanks. So, used to be sunrise to sunset.
That's
on
correct.
AM stations.
They were full-time stations, but there were daytime stations also.
Okay, all right. Oh, okay. And so you developed a little good night saying for your station. Would you be willing to say that for us?
I'd be happy to.
Sign off.
At the end of the day, of course, a daytime station. When you come to the end of a day you've spent with a friend, there's a feeling of sadness about you, though otherwise you might pretend. The music that we've listened to has made us laugh and cry, and other songs have given faith to face the by and by. Now this day is over, and parting is sweet sorrow. May the good Lord bless and keep you, and may we share again tomorrow.
That is absolutely lovely and well said.
Thank you.
Who wrote that for you?
Neil Levitt, who's our program director at K-Hat.
Okay, one more. Rex Allen.
Took him about 5 minutes.
Rex Allen,
Good friend. A great guy and horrible, horrible death. My God.
Goodness.
Yes. Rex was great, wasn't he?
Oh, great voice, great singer, and he was from Wilcox, Arizona, born and reared there, and he used to call me before Rex Allen days. He'd say, "Ray, you going to bring Black Magic down and be with me?" And I said, "I wouldn't miss it, never have, and I never will." And we'd always go down, Dolly and I, and haul the horse down and have a great time down there.
Well, like we say, Romy, I think you've named this hour pretty appropriately. Arizona people, places, and events. Always having a great time. A real privilege to have Jim and Ray and Dolly in this morning. Thanks a million.
Thank you very much.
We've got the Big Crawfish Festival was last week up at Bison Ranch. We've got to recognize them as our staycation sponsors.
They are. They're
for
hosting
this week,
our
right?
staycation couple this week at the World Mark.
Wyndham World Market. It's a mouthful.
Yeah, it is. Bison Ranch up Heber area. Just really lovely if you want to get off the desert floor and you don't have your own cabin. Great accommodations. Take your whole family. They got great big condos with kitchens and just
kind of made to feel like an old west
boardwalk town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lots of shops, a lot of good restaurants, and they've got horseback riding right there. You could jump on a horse and go for a trail ride. You can
lakes close by, and they even have a little catch and release right there on the property as well. So, yeah, take a trip up. It's a nice place to stay.
Bison Ranch. Yeah, they are this month's sponsor of the Rosie on the House Arizona Staycation. You can only win that one place, and that's at our website, rosieonthehouse.com. We draw a name every month. On the 15th of every month, we empty the bucket, draw one name, and that one winner can go over to Sanderson Ford and pick out any car they want in the demo lot. And Sanderson Ford gives you the keys. Jennifer fills the gas tank up for you, gives you a gift card so you don't have to buy any food on the way, and we send you to some destination. Next month, we are going to Winslow. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
La Posada.
La Posada in Winslow.
So, oh, wow.
It'll be awesome.
Beautiful. It's worth that just for the restaurant.
You get to stand on the corner, too.
Yeah, you get to stand on the corner, and you get to dine in the Turquoise Room. Probably one of the finest, in my opinion, one of the finest restaurants in all of Arizona.
Watch the train, and there's a few things to do close by.
Yeah. Yes. So some great things to do up there. So
something real simple I used to do. I'd grab a glass of wine from the restaurant, walk out to watch the trains go by. Because you got to be an SF
fun.
Train, it seems like, every 20 seconds.
I can only tell you one thing. Don't step over the wall.
That's very important.
Rosie always thinks things don't apply to him.
There was a do not cross the wall sign way down at the end of the yard.
He and Tom Riley, like, they don't mean us.
There must be some kind of electronic beam or something, then they know it's broke, because we just stepped over the wall. Man, we had people all over us.
Miss Sandy was not happy.
Do not step over the wall at La Posada to take a closer look at the trains.
Rocking chair and wine.
All right, 8 o'clock hour. We've got Greg Peterson, urban farmer, coming in to talk about rain harvesting.
Well, water harvesting. Rain is just one of four ways to harvest water. And
thank goodness.
Farmer Greg's going to walk us through that. Yeah. Farmer Craig's going to walk us through that. If you got a question, join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348.